Hey there, and welcome to another episode of The Entrepreneur's Wayside. I'm Curtis. In the days when I used to participate in community worship, there was a moment that was traditional in many congregations that personally I was not a fan of. It was the passing of the peace. This is the time when everyone would stand up, they'd greet those people around them, and they'd shake their hand and say something like, "Peace be with you." Okay, I understand the significance of it, and it has a purpose, but there are those of us who just are not crazy about it, and we feel even more awkward if we remain seated or just stand there hoping no one greets us. As a pastor, I would change that moment, and I called it the passing of joy. I didn't want people to stand, I just wanted them to smile. They could smile at one another, or just stare forward, or look down, but I wanted them to smile. I wanted them to share the energy of an entire gathering of people who were smiling. Some would giggle, some would laugh, others would stare at the ground hoping that this would pass soon. But it went over pretty well. We pass the joy when we have the opportunity, and this time of year, the way we pass it might be through Christmas decorations. Now, I have to admit I'm not a huge fan of Christmas decorations, but my husband is. Our house has about 15 Christmas trees. We have lots of yard decorations, and he even takes down some of the regular art pieces and puts up Christmas art in its place. He's pretty hardcore when it comes to Christmas. It brings him joy, and he likes to share that with others in hopes that it will bring them joy. And I think that's the point, isn't it? To bring, to share, to give joy, a sense of happiness, some smiles, a moment to pause and stare at the lights. It's all worthwhile. That's the point of the entrepreneur's wayside, is to pause. There's a young father up the road from us who carries his daughter on his shoulders every single night, and they stand in front of our house and they watch the lights. And I caught up with him the other night, and he told me his daughter begs him every night to take her to Elsa's house. I love that. He thanked us for adding this happiness to his daughter's life and to the neighborhood. This year of 2020, especially, we need to work a bit harder to find the joy-filled moments. We need to take advantage of those things we took for granted that bring us joy, and we need to focus more on those. It's not about whether we missed the reason for the season. I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian. I know the reason for the season, okay? Whether Christian, Jewish, Muslim, or other faith communities that you may belong to, I really think it's about the joy. It's about the love of bringing joy and happiness into people's lives. It's about that little girl who climbs on daddy's shoulders every single night and walks down here to bring smiles and joy to her face. Putting out the decorations is an outward sign of the importance of the holiday to us, but it's also something more than that. It's about sharing and giving. It's saying to others, hey, come stop for a moment, even a very brief moment, and enjoy quiet peace. Regardless of the faith tradition you faithfully follow or don't follow at all, it doesn't matter the tradition or belief system in which you were brought up and you find yourself in now, it's about sharing, caring, and joy. So, as you put out decorations for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or whatever holiday means something to you, share it with others and pass the joy. Take some time on your journey and find the wayside with the decorations and enjoy a few moments of pause and joy on the entrepreneur's wayside.